All right, glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Now, the Gospel of John talks about the three L's, and I mentioned that towards the last edition. The three L's of John, they are called love, life, and light. Did you get that? The three L's of John. So you find, like, in that John 1, let me run with you. I mean, let me just roll with you. So I'll share screen. Let me open this up and then just show you something. And I'll do a bit of reading from it, okay? So let me share screen now. Glory, thank you, Lord. And screen share. Start now. All right, so there's my tab, all right? There we are. Great. Now, so I want you to notice something here. So this is me checking the word light, all right? So I want you to see, now this is Luke, this is, you know, Mark, Matthew. Now this is John, this is John. So John, first of all, we see the introduction of the word in the Gospel of John in the fourth verse. So we see here, so John chapter 1, verse 4, in him, highlighted there, right? In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And then highlighted next verse so you can see it out. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. You understand that? The light shines in darkness, the darkness comprehends it. So I want you to see John introduces it. But then it gets more beautiful. We go to verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Verse 7, the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. All right. And then he uses the word, let me lock this one out so you see where I am. I'm in verse 7. So it says that the same came. All right. There was a man sent from God. Verse 6, his name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. All right. The light. So right here, light becomes a person. Light, you know, becomes a capital letter L. All right. Light. The light. That all men through him might believe. Verse 8 says, he was not that light. So like now, like a person, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Are you getting that? Verse 9 says, that was a true light that lighted every man that comes into the world. So John is saying here in his gospel that John the Baptist came to bear witness of someone called the light. Not a light, the light, that light. And this is the person of Jesus. I mean, it's the word that is referred to as light. And then verse 14, the word becomes flesh. So I want you to understand that this light is the attribute of God. It's a character of God. I said there are three L's that John deals with, all right? Love, life, and light. John deals with these three L's. I'll just run you through something. We all know John 3:16, so let's just take a look at John chapter 3 and then the 16th verse of John 3:16. Are you ready? All right, so highlight it again, verse 16. All right, so for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you to see that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have. And we've dealt with that. You have, you possess, you know, everlasting life. When you believe in him, you have everlasting life. All right. Let me go to John 8. I'll come back here. I'll just go back to my search button. So you see that scroll. Great. So go to John 8:12. That have. I want to show you the possessive language there. Have. It's highlighted on your screen, just, all right. I'm saying it's highlighted. I hope you can see the highlight bar, right? Does that light gray thing on the verse, verse 12. Then Jesus, right, said again to them, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. All right, John 3:16, for God to love the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have, all right, have, to possess. So eternal life becomes our possession. So John 8:12 here says, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have, possess the light of life. So the same way you say, I have eternal life, I have eternal life. That same way you can say, I have eternal life and I have light. I have the light of life. What is the light of life? The life-giving light, or some call it the light-giving life. I mean, the light-giving life, or the life-giving light. Yeah, that's it. The light-giving. So some put it as, you know, life. Let's play around with this verse a bit, okay? So I will just go out and then come back in. So I'm sharing open screen, but I'm sharing it on mine. So I'm going to go to John 10. I'm going to use the U version. And then with the U version, you're able to see. All right, just rolling down. And then I don't keep going out and in. I'm sure you don't mind. Okay. So John 8. Yep. And 8 and 12. Yep. So what U version allows you to do here, it's highlighted already there. So what U version allows you to do, I could now click this. So we compare. So the first one up above there is New King James, all right? Jesus spake unto them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He shall have the light of life. Amplified again ends with, but will have the light of life. Did you get that? But will have the light of life. So we find good news using light of life. All right. Light of life. Great. NLT. Can you see that? NLT. Let me highlight NLT for you there. Great. Okay, this allows us. Great. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, but you will have the light that leads to life. Did you get that? You will have the, what's that? Light that leads to life. So it's life. It's light that has life. All right. It's life that has life. You know, I said that yesterday. I said, where there is eternal life, there is light. All right. And then where there is light, there must have been eternal life there to have produced that life, that light, or that light is taking you into eternal life. Do you understand that? This is beautiful. It's amazing. It's interesting. But let's quickly run back. I wanted to read for us John 3. And 16. So John 3:16, we're reading John 3:16. Okay. So John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but possess everlasting life. 17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Okay. So I want you to notice now verse 18. He who believes on him is not condemned, but he who believes not, he's condemned already because he hasn't believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And see verse 19 now. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And men loved darkness rather than light because they are evil. Okay? For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be revealed. Now verse 21. He that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now, this already gives us one of those attributes of light. Light reveals, all right? Light reveals, light is transparent, light has purity, light is pure, light, you know, it's amazing. So what I'm doing right now is just running you through John. Some verses, all right, we'll come across them again later, but I'm running you deliberately and intentionally right now through John. So you see, hey, this is what John is saying. All right. One of the verses that I like, it's in the 12th chapter. All right. Great. We're there. So 12th chapter of John. It's beautiful. So Jesus said in the 35th verse of John 12, then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while and the light is with you. Walk while you have the light. Can you see that? Lest darkness come upon you, for he that walks in darkness does not know where he's going. So I said yesterday that you need to move away from light and darkness, meaning sun, moon, and then sunrises and sunsets, or there's some light bulb turned on in your house, or, you know, there's no light bulb turned on, so everywhere is dark. You need to move away from physical interpretations of light and darkness. You must understand that light is a realm. Darkness is a realm. Okay, Colossians 1 tells us in the 13th verse that we've been delivered from the power of darkness. So darkness is a force. It's a negative force. It's demonic. It's a realm, all right? And then we've been moved into the kingdom of his dear son. And then 1 Peter 2:9 says, we're chosen generation, royal priesthood, holy nation, peculiar people. He's called us. We need to show for the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we've been brought out of darkness into light. So light and darkness is not just illumination and the absence of it. It's not sunlight and then the absence of sunlight. No, that's not what it is. Light is a force. Light is God's nature and darkness is the devil's nature. Do you understand that? Life is God's nature. Death is the devil's nature. You must understand these things. It's beyond, we dealt with that a whole lot. You know, the same way we John does say, thank God for the gift of life because I'm awake and then I'm alive, but I have to receive eternal life, which is the real gift of life. That same way, light is a force, but light is our nature. I know, humanly speaking, we talk about things like my tribe, I belong to this clan, that group, and all our stuff like that. And yeah, within certain contexts, it might be okay. Some contexts, I don't think they might really be okay. But what I believe we need to give attention to is who we are in Christ. All right? Who we are in Christ. So that we don't build on due denominations and cliques. At the end of the day, if all of us realize who we are in Christ, yes, we might see certain perspectives, differently. But the core is who we are in Christ and what we have received in him. So Jesus was saying in that John, in John chapter 12 there, all right, that while the light is with you, you need to believe in the light. So I'll share my screen again and then. All right, so we'll go to John 12. Well, we're still there. John 12, great. So it's highlighted right there. All right, Jesus said unto them, yet a little while, and the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness knows not where he's going. I want you to see this 36th verse. While you have the light, believe in the light that you may be the children of light. So this lets you know that the same way we could say there's a family of divine life, as the Father has life, if you remember John chapter 5 and 26, as the Father has life in himself, so he has given the Son to have life. And then the Son came that we may have life. So light, life, life. In that same way, guys, in that same way, light also is the DNA of God. I said there are three of them. Life, light, and love. All right? Life, light, and love. And this is the DNA of God. You and I must understand that when I say I'm a partaker of the divine nature, what have I partaken of? All right? His kindness, his, all of that is under his love. All right? All right? His miracle working power, his life, his revelation, all seeing, omniscience, his light. Okay? So the divine attributes can be basically distributed into these three. So within the context of time and the things I believe maybe we should be able to discuss today, we will run through this. All right. So God is light. And then light gives birth to children. Do you understand that? 1 John 1, rather than the fifth verse of 1 John 1. Let me just run all through John. Great. We're there. So 1 John chapter 1 and then the fifth verse. Okay. So it says, this then, highlighted, this then is the message which we have heard of him and we declare unto you. This is the message we've heard of him and we declare unto you. What is that? That God is light and in him is no darkness at all. We have seen earlier in John 8:12 where Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So God is light. Jesus is light. And then Jesus has said to us in Matthew, you are light. So you realize that it's a family of light. It means in that family, there's no darkness. Death is also darkness. Confusion is darkness. Degradation, stagnation. These are forms of darkness. All right. And God is light. God is so much light that heaven doesn't need sunlight. We saw that yesterday in Revelation 22. No need for sunlight. No need for candles. Nothing like that in Revelations. I mean, in heaven. It's just a beautiful place because God himself is light. There's no darkness around him. No, none. No physical darkness around him. Isn't this amazing? All right. Do you remember in Genesis? All right, let's read it. Let me just run to Genesis. So in Genesis, all right, the 15th chapter of Genesis, when God was speaking to Abraham, and then there was a cutting of the covenant and all of that. This is beautiful. So verse 8 of Genesis 15. And he said, you know, Lord God, where shall I know I'm going to inherit the land? And God said to him, take me a heifer, 3-year-old, a she-goat, all right, 3 years old, and a ram 3 years old, and a turtle dove and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these and divided them in the midst. That means he cut the animals into two and laid each piece against the other, but the birds did not divide. So just follow the ones I'm highlighting, all right? When the fowls came down upon the carcass, Abraham drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham. And lo, watch this, a horror of great darkness fell on him. And he said to Abraham, know of a surety that your seed shall be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and he will serve, and they shall serve them, and they will afflict them for 400 years. And also that nation whom they will serve, I will judge, and afterward I would, you know, they'll bring them out with great substance. And 15, you will go to your fathers in peace, and you will be buried in a good old age. But then in the fourth generation, they shall come here again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. So see this with me, guys, all right? And it came to pass that when the sun went down, it was dark. Behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between the pieces. All right, it was getting dark. All right, the sun was setting, the sun went down. A smoking furnace and a burning lamp passed. So Abraham had cut these things for God and put the animals side by side. The birds he didn't cut. Suddenly, and God begins to speak, verse 18. So I'm going to leave 17 to 18. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, unto your seed. So God is actually like swearing to Abraham. It's like a covenant ceremony. This is where God cut. So God, until Jesus, all right, that was when God officially cut his own blood and dripped it. But up until, you know, that time where Jesus had his blood shed, there had been representations, you know, right, for God. So this is Abraham saying, okay, God, you're promising something. You're promising me the land. How do I know I'm going to get this land? God says, get animals on my behalf and cut them for me. So it's God making a covenant. So at this point, it wasn't circumcision. You find circumcision in Genesis 17. It's God saying, this is me cutting my own blood, but there's no blood I can cut for you now until the time appointed. So get the animals and cut the blood. All right. Lay them down. So God basically now walked through the blood sacrifice, which is part of how they get to do blood covenant ceremonies back then. All right, some different methods. Okay, they could cut themselves and drip it into wine, mingle it, drink. All right, you could cut blood of animals or cut yourselves and then you cross over the blood. And you know, there are many covenant, blood covenant cutting ceremonies. All right, so yeah, we find 17, 18 again, they're highlighted on your screen. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between these pieces. Then the same day, right, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, unto your seed I've given this land from the river Euphrates. You know, I mean, God is promising to the great river. I mean, from Egypt, from the river of Egypt unto the great river Euphrates, lands of the Canaanites, Kedarites, Kadmonites, Hittites, Perizzites. I mean, God is making a covenant with Abraham. God is promising. But what did God appear like? Smoking furnace. Smoking furnace. This is amazing. This is amazing. There's something like this in Ezekiel chapter 8. I know there's one in chapter 1. I might need to scroll to find it. But Ezekiel chapter 8. And look at this. And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth day of the month, that I sat in my house. And Ezekiel was a man of encounters, a man of supernatural manifestations. Ezekiel, yeah. I mean, the Valley of Dry Bones, and then, you know, Ezekiel 47 are the usual, the two very popular ones, Ezekiel 37, 47. But Ezekiel was a man of encounters, supernatural encounters. All right, watch this. All right, let me read again from verse 1. And it came to pass in the sixth year, and then the sixth month, fifth day of the month, I sat in my house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord fell upon me there. People in front of him, and the hand of the Lord fell upon him there. Now, verse 2. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire. From the appearance of his loins, even downwards, fire. And from his loins, even upwards, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. So it's still some level of fire. Okay. Verse 3 now says, and he put forth, he put forth the form of a hand and took me by the lock of my head, and the Spirit lifted me up by between the earth and the heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inn. I mean, this man saw an appearance. Now, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14 lets us know that he's made his angels, you know, spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. So it means angelic form can carry that fire operation. So an angel could have been the one, all right, looking through that. All right, an angel could have been the one that, you know, walked through that thing on God's behalf where it had to do with Abraham. An angel could have been the one right here also who appeared to Ezekiel. But then Peter was right now. Peter said, God is a consuming fire. He brings that fire concept all over again and says, hey, there's something about fire. So angels might have picked up the form because God has that dimensional form. Now, God is spirit, okay? But what I'm trying to explain is that God is light. And light is illumination. And God is God, all right? We'll find his attributes in scripture. And James chapter 1, let me stop sharing. You know, so James chapter 1 calls him the father of light. Remember that place? That all good gifts and all perfect gifts come down from God, who is the father of light. We are his children. He is light. We are light. He is light. We are light. And then we walk in the reality of who he is. So Jesus is saying in that John, right, 12 and 36 that we read earlier, believe in the light that you may be children of light. And anyone who is born again has become a child of light. You are a child of light. 1 Thessalonians 5. We saw it yesterday, but we need to see it again. Today, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you there? All right, let me get a bit of feedback. How's the screen share? Am I doing well? Just teach the word and you guys open your Bibles where you are. Is the screen share fine? Let me know, okay? Let me know. Thank you, Lord. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I'll pick it from the first verse. I'll lecture you this one so I could still share if you don't mind. All right. So 1 Thessalonians 5 and from 1. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Share screen. All right. Okay. I have one comment in. Screen share is fine. All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you. If you guys don't mind the whole stuff. All right. So let me highlight this. This is NLT, though. All right, it's fine. Now, concerning... let me switch to New King James. Okay, fine. All right, thank you. I have two fines. All right, thank you. But concerning times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. All right? So verse 3 now, for when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes on them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Verse 4, but you, brethren, and not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. So I want you to see from verse 5, you are all sons of light, sons of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. So John chapter 12, 36 says, believe in the light that you may be children of the light. Now we're told here, because we're born again, we are sons of light. Light is our father. Light is our family, guys. That's who we are. That's what we have. We're children of light. Glory to God. All right. So I believe that's clear and I believe that's helpful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might want to write this down. So light is illumination. All right. Light is illumination. Light is radiation. Light is illumination. Light is radiation. Light brings about transparency. Light reveals. Light heals. Light is pure. All right. And like I said, I gave a few thoughts yesterday on life and all of that, how that is creative, regenerative, invigorating, and all of that. And I get to say, you could expand this thing on your own. You could open it up. So light is your nature. God is light. Jesus is light. You are light. God is the father of light. Who are the lights? You are the child of light. So I mean, what we just read in 1 Corinthians 5, Paul was saying the day of the Lord should not overtake you as a thief. It shouldn't overtake you as a thief. So it means that there are certain things that catch us unawares that should not catch us unawares. We're learning, we're growing. All right, the same way when you have a baby born, all right, that baby is an infant. He has all forms, all human parts, all right, in place, but they are not developed. The baby's digestive system isn't developed. The baby can't chew bone and, eat solid meals and all of that. The baby has a digestive system. It's not developed. Baby has a, reproductive system, but it's not developed. Baby has a systems there, all right? The muscular system, I suppose. All right, so, but none of these things are developed. But then with time, with growth, with exercise, with development, with all of them use, then these things get better, get stronger, get surer, and the baby is able to walk in greater things he or she couldn't walk in before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So the baby is able to walk in that, and hey, we're blessed. So you and I must understand, all right, that there is illumination. We're children of light. We're not children of darkness. So when things happen around you and you're like, no, this is not supposed to happen. I am a child of life. I have life. I have light. I don't just have life. All right? I don't just have life. Do you understand? I am a child of life. I am a child of light. Thank you there, Jesus. So I want to run a concept of kingdom, all right? I just broke this thing into pieces. Hope you've written the things I said. I said light is illumination. Illumination, illumination. Light is the greatest resource. So in Genesis, God was going to start recreating or creating. He said, let there be light. Light, I believe, was a declaration of his personality. Light be. So God was speaking his nature into place. God was declaring the person of Jesus, like we might want to also see. God is saying, light be. Darkness has ruled in this place, but let there be light. We find Paul praying in Ephesians chapter 1 that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened. Why? It's the word light is hiding in there. To be enlightened, there are two words, Paul. You said that God will grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. The word revelation is not the same as the word to be enlightened. To reveal, all right, means the thing is there, is covered, then you take away the covering. So you see, oh, it's there. All right, but enlightenment means it's there, but it needs light for it to be seen. All right, so it's not one shows cover, uncover, the other says switch on or pull the curtains, not because the thing is covered, but it's in darkness. So when there's enlightenment, we see. So the eyes of my understanding is enlightened. And there are many things. That verse is so important because there are very many things all through scripture. They're in front of us. But if we don't see them, we don't see them. If we don't know they're there, we don't know they're there. But then they're there. All right? Then they're there. As you and I walk into 2021, the greatest resource I want you to hold on to, Which is your divine nature? Which is your divine possession? Light, life. Hold the stuff. Walk into, and we have more than half of the month still remaining, okay? Walk into 2021 with greater knowledge on steps you should take. Greater revelation on things you should do. Remember John 8, 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me should not walk about in darkness, would not walk about in darkness. Why? The person has the light of life. So I want you and I to get committed to this. We have over 2 weeks, guys. I walk in the light. I walk in the light. Concerning higher finances, there are many great business ideas out there. All the ideas are not for us. There are many great relationships out there, and I don't just necessarily mean marriage-related relationships, business relationships and all of that. There are very great relationships out there, social relationships, social interactions. But all of them might not be for us. So you and I need to know how to walk in the light to access the fullness of God in all of these things. You might have heard me say before that I'm at the right place, at the right time, doing the right things, with the right sets of people, and I get the right results. All right? Could say that again? I'm at the right place, at the right time, doing the right things, with the right sets of people, and then I get the right results. Hope you understand that. So you and I have to understand that this is a function of light. This is a function of light. So I just want to move in the kingdom direction. Light is where you are. Do you remember John chapter 5, verse 24? John 5, 24 tells us, all right, that we have passed from death into life. And I've taught us that it means that life is our location. I've moved from death. I've moved into life. I've passed from death into life. So I'll go back to the screen share, and then so that we could all just read these verses together, okay? And share. There you go. So I'll share first from what? So Colossians in chapter 1, the 12th verse. Hallelujah. Colossians 1, 12. That's, so there's this line. Okay, let me just do this. All right, see it? Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Where are the saints? In the light. Light is the location. All right? Light is the location. Who could say, well, enlightened saints. Yes, but not just enlightened. Light is our location. Light is our nature. The same way eternal life is our nature, eternal life is our location, eternal life is our inheritance. That's what this is. Giving thanks unto the Father who has qualified us, watch this, to be partakers of the inheritance. We're saying we're partakers of the divine nature. What have we partaken of? Partakers of the inheritance of a saint. So what we do is we inherit, we share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. All right, I believe light in itself is part of the inheritance, is what we inherit from God. We're heirs of God, all right? Joint as you, but what are we inheriting? We're not inheriting one piece of property in the Bahamas. That's not what it is, because that's not what God is busy in, you know. That's, I mean, the earth is the Lord's, all right? So understand the context within which, and I mean, we use those kinds of verses. I'm using one of those kinds of verses right now because we need, property is needed, all right? But I'm saying in the fuller scheme of things, but the one God that has galaxies consistently expanding. And we are his heir. Jesus is not busy eyeing somewhere in the Bahamas. I'm sure you know that. You're like, well, that's Jesus. We're human beings. No, don't forget, there'll still be a new heaven, a new earth, and Jesus coming to reign with us. Or we reign with him. But I'm saying, what do we receive from him as his children, eternal life? What do we receive from him as his children, light? What do we see from his children? Love, the nature of God. And that's how we can function in a different sphere in this realm. So giving thanks unto the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. All right, verse 13. Excuse me, close and highlight. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear son. Now, we're told it's the kingdom of his dear son. We're not told it's the kingdom of light. We're already told there is light as a location in verse 12, but he delivered us from the power of darkness and moved us into the kingdom, guys. So the name of your kingdom, one of the names, the kingdom of life, the kingdom of light. We're citizens of light, guys. All right? We have an armor of light. That's what we wear. We're citizens of light. Our kingdom is a kingdom of light. All we do is we see, and we see well. All right? That's our nature. Now, our condition and our position might be different. Positionally, this is us. Condition, it might be all sorts, but what you do is you keep staring at who you are. No matter what you go through, I mean, I like the way Andrew Romack puts it. He says that, you know, you might get busy saying things like, I have the mind of Christ, I have the mind of Christ. And then the thought comes, but you are still looking for your pen. And then it was stuck in your hair. You know, you sound like you're dumb, but you don't allow that to affect you. You keep declaring who you are. All right. I remember many, many years ago, I had to make a decision and I kept declaring, I have an unction from the Holy One. And I know all things. I mean, I told this story here before. It seemed as if I was lying. It seemed as if that wasn't me. I mean, like, it's not true, but I kept at it. Until in reality, I knew exactly what God wanted me to do, where that situation was. I knew. I didn't need to say, oh, God, show me. No. I knew because I stood on his word and I kept on applying God's word when it was not convenient. When all my thoughts thought I was loco, you know, I was like crazy. You're lying. But I stayed with it. I spoke it and I saw it come to pass. All right. So Bible says we've been moved from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. So we see Peter. I've made reference to it already today, but hey, let's see it together again. So 1 Peter 2:9. All right. Better highlight, I guess. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his peculiar or his own special people, that you may proclaim the praise of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we are not just inside light. We're inside. It's amazing. Let me switch something for you here. So this is like Strong's. So you could just check the Greek words of stuff, you know. All right, so 1 Peter 2:9. It's online, so ads might scroll on the screen, so hope you don't mind that. All right, so this is the verse we're going to. So that's the marvelous light, okay? So is explaining, you know, wondered at, by implication, wonderful, marvelous. So it's glorious, it's beautiful, it's exceptional. So it's not just light. It's light to be wondered at, light that wows you, light that, oh my goodness, oh my. We'll see how the different versions try to bring it out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So two words here already, marvelous and wonderful. So you saw wonderful there. So NLT, this is NLT here. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people, your royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. How wonderful is wonderful? It's amazing. It's to be wondered at. It's when we use the word amazing, I was hearing Dr. Billy Brim say that. She said she believes that we use the word too much, and I know I need to work on that. I mean, the word amazing is from the word awe. There are many things that, you know, get us awestruck, And the greatest of them are the deep spiritual things. And that's what the, so as simple as the word amazing is, and as we use it like every day, so marvelous. You know, when you're like, how's the food? Wonderful. You know, so it makes the word wonderful yes sound like a normal word, but it's God communicating his thoughts to us and say, hey, you know, this is his marvelous light. This is his marvelous light. This is his marvelous light. He's taking us out of one thing, you know, into another thing. He's taking us out of, you know, one realm into another realm. And he just communicates his grace to us exceptionally. All right. Communicates his grace to us in a very like beautiful, colorful, you know, an exceptional way. So my power bank went out. Let me turn on something. Okay. Great. Oh, no, power bank's fine. I guess the light's just in there. So I normally plug somewhere, but I just set up power bank so that I'm free. Anyway, so what I want us to, you know, understand is this. There is the nature of God. The nature of God is in us. The nature of God allows us not to stumble in darkness at all. Stop screen share. The nature of God doesn't allow us to stumble. The nature of God. So I'm going to run through a number of things and I want you to check them and I want you to see them. All right. The nature of God does not allow. Yesterday I was explaining the word absolute. Absolute, like Jesus says, whoever follows me will not stumble in darkness. But dear Lord, if you check every one of us, we've been stumbling one way or the other, wrong decision, one something somewhere. But Jesus says, anyone who follows me will not stumble, will not walk in darkness. Anybody who follows me. So what we're trying to learn is, okay, guys, how can we stay and stay well and stay accurately in that divine attribute of life till it's clear, till I remember Ezekiel 47, the river, okay, and then he moved 1,000 cubits and brought Ezekiel through. The angel moved 1,000 cubits, brought Ezekiel through, and the water got to his ankle. Then he moved another 1,000. Those deeper dimensions, it became a river, right? That same way, if we keep our faith on where this is concerned, you and I could get to a point where we would reduce the level of confusion, we'll reduce the level of guessing, and we're going to walk in greater levels of accuracy. This, for me, is one of the greatest things that God has ever done for us. This, all right? I'm going to show you the amplified version of Mark chapter 4 and verse 11. Mark 4, 11 amplified. I want you to see this. Let me share screen again, okay? So Mark 4, 11 and amplified. It's beautiful. You know, so they asked him about the parable of the sower. And they said, hey, you need to explain this whole parable thing to us. And he made a statement in Mark 4, 11. All right. So, I'm going to show you something. All right. So this is New King James we're on. Sorry, NLT. So I want you to see the amplified, but we're going to read it. It's up on the screen. All right. So NLT first. He replied, you are permitted to understand the secret of the kingdom of God, but I use parables for people outside. I'm not sure you got that. Amplified. Are you ready for this? Highlight for you, Clara. All right. And he said to them, guys, I want you to see this. To you has been entrusted the mystery of the kingdom of God. Watch this. That is the secret counsels of God, which are hidden from the ungodly. But for those outside our circle, everything becomes a parable. This is Jesus speaking, talking to disciples. I'll read again. He said unto them, to you has been entrusted the mysteries of the kingdom of God. That is the secret counsels. The secret counsels of God have been entrusted to us. Anybody seeing this? So you might want to say the secret counsels of God have been entrusted to me. It sounds like I don't qualify. But don't forget First Colossians 1:12. You've been qualified. Read this again. To you has been entrusted the secret counsels of the kingdom of God. That is, I mean, mystery of the kingdom of God. That is the secret counsel. Secret counsel, this is the picture here. This is the picture here. So God, you know, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, they're busy saying stuff. You know, maybe you've done that before, right? And then someone's coming and you don't want the person to hear what you're saying. You know what you do? Change topic or just hum a tune. Everybody keeps quiet. Why? That person should not hear what we're saying. It's a secret counsel. Or you're and it's internal gist. Nobody needs to hear this. But picture what it is now. This is what this is explaining to us. So you're coming, and then rather than keep quiet, say, hey, hurry up. You need to be in on this gist. Imagine the Father and Jesus and the Holy Ghost talking stuff. And then they say, come. You need to be in on what we're saying. Watch this again. And he said unto them, to you has been entrusted the mystery of the kingdom of God. That is the secret counsels of God that are hidden to the ungodly. But for those outside of our circle, everything becomes a problem. So like I said at the beginning, we have this tribe thing and all of that. But at the end of the day, be more conscious of your divine tribe, your holy God gang. holy gang, God gang, Holy Ghost gang. All right. And I don't just mean the ones. Now, I understand that because of doctrinal tilts and everything like that, you know, you might be more this than that. I understand that. But if all of us keep pursuing this centrality of revelation, all right, the fullness of Christ Jesus, that is, we will start realizing that we were more the same than we're different. We'll drop things and come into new things and just see. But the point here, he said, for those outside of our circle, everything is a parable. So we say things in a language they don't understand. They're outside our circle. But it says you, this is your circle. Oh, hallelujah. This is your circle. So there's a heavenly gist and you have to be part of it. So for 2021, for 2022 rather, there's a heavenly gist. There's gist. You know, while you and I might be sitting down and like, okay, so calendar, what I like to do in January, what I like to do in February, what I like to do in March. There's a book already, allow the illustration. All the stuffs are filled. All you need to do is just, can I see? And they will say, hey, you're outside our circle. You're not outside of circle. You're not outside of circle. And he said to them, unto you has been entrusted the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to them that are outside our circle, this thing is done. I mean, it's hidden to the ungodly, but to those outside our circle, it's a parable. So I'm not outside of circle. So spiritual things should not sound like a parable to me. And it's not the one God wants to tell me. He might send preachers to preach somewhere and I don't get him. That's, you know, but if he's telling me stuff, I need to get the stuff. I have to get the stuff. Anybody getting blessed by this? This is, I'm not an outsider. This is my home. And this is acceptance here, guys. We've been brought in. So if there are people outside the circle, some of us are inside the circle. I am in the circle. I am in the circle. I am in the circle. I'm a member of this family of divine light. This is my circle. Just what he said here, I want you to see that there are people outside the circle, but there's a holy gist going on. The mysteries of the kingdom are being discussed, and you are in the circle. I'll go to John and show you something Jesus said. I know you know it, but let's see. Let's see it. John 16:13. All right, let's do big yellow. All right. So John 16:13. Please watch this. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth. Did you see that? He will guide you into all truth, in bracket, the whole truth. So they are not keeping gist from you. So the calendar for 2030, that calendar, God is not like trying to scratch his head. I'm like, Michael, check. Are we free on that date? What are we doing? No. Now, yes, there are certain things, the moves of God and all of that, that may be dependent on the people's prayers and all of that. But if you say, okay, God, what is your intent for the new year? What's the plan? What's going to happen? This frame, while God is not bound by it, don't forget that God created it. We still saw that in Genesis. Yes, that God made the sun, the moon, and all of that for times and seasons, for days and nights, and for, you know, God made it. God created this thing for this. So this is saying that there's a divine counsel, there's a divine agenda, and you're not locked out of it. And it's not the one that concerns your life. Not the one that concerns your life. Joseph knew the baby was going to be dealt with, killed, and then the angel said, get the baby and the mama out. And Joseph carried Jesus and Mary and ran out. If Herod would die, if Herod wouldn't die, what will happen to Caesar? What will happen to Caesar? Joseph might not have had that revelation. It wasn't his direct business. So sometimes we're all trying to, what's the move of God in the season and the time? What's God saying to you for you? Get that right. Get that right. And as you also listen, yeah, there are things he might need to say to you about the nation, the society, but what's he saying to you? You. All right? There was no rain on the land for 3.5 years. But God sent Elijah out, right? God didn't say, hey, you turned the water tap off, bro. Go turn it on. Let that be. God sorted the man out from the brook to the widow of Zarephath. What's God saying to you? What's God's instruction to you? What's God's revelation to you? Which would affect your family, your business, you know, a whole lot of that. But what's God saying? Do you understand that? So the 13th verse again, but when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth. And he says again, the whole truth. The whole truth, the whole truth, the whole. The Holy Ghost wants you to know the whole, not partial truth. He will not speak his own message. Watch this, or on his own authority. Watch this, guys. But he will tell you whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him. Remember what we saw in Mark 4:11? Unto you has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. You are now in the circle. So whatever gist they were giving to themselves, when you're coming, they don't go, hey God, how you doing? Hey, hi boy. And then you pass and they go, no. I mean, they're going, and outside that's passing by, and then you come and they go, hey, you're getting it, yeah. And you know, it's pictorial, but that's when revelation knowledge starts flowing through. You're like, oh my God, I just got this now. Just someone is sharing gist with you. That's what's happening. Someone is, you know, sharing holy gist with you. You're getting great gist. Do you understand that? You're sharing great gist, solid gist. So he says that he will not speak of his own authority on his, you know, or his own message, but whatever he hears from the Father. He would give the message that has been given to him. So the Holy Ghost is hearing things. He has heard things about your life. Oh God, when am I going to marry? Oh God, what about the baby? Oh God, there is all of that. God is not confused about it. We are the ones, because we're not in position as we should, walking in the fullness of the revelation of who we are, children of light who do not stumble around. I'm light's child. I do not walk in darkness. I'm light's child. I do not walk in darkness. I'm light's child. I do not walk in darkness. I'm light's child. I do not walk in darkness. I'm light's child. I do. Do you understand that? This is who I am. I refuse. Darkness in all these areas, I refuse it. I refuse to walk in darkness. I refuse to be under any burden. I refuse to walk in darkness. And then the last part here, he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come. Watch this in, you know, parentheses, that will happen in the future. This is your right in Christ as a child of light. This, and I want that, like I said, we have more than 2 weeks, more than half of the month remaining to step into a new year. Let this help us. Let this help us. This is our inheritance. This is who we are. I'm a child of light. I'm a child of light. I'm a child of light. Daniel said something in Daniel chapter 2. Maybe let me switch to, but let's go to Daniel first, all right? So let's do 20. It's not 20, but I'll just let me switch. New King James. So this is the whole kingdom with Nebuchadnezzar having a dream thing. All right. And then he says, tell me my dream. Tell me the interpretation of my dream. I'm going to kill you guys. Again, tell me the dream. Tell me everything. Everybody's gone. Okay. So I want you to see from the 14th verse. Then with counsel and wisdom, Daniel answered Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. Daniel was part of the wise men. He said to, he answered and said to Arioch, king's captain, why is a decree from the king so urgent? And Arioch made the decision known to Daniel. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time. All right? Asked the king to give him time that he might tell the king the interpretation. I mean, you don't know the dream, but you go to someone and say, give me time. Give me time. All right? The few times, you know, I've maybe tried doing that, I don't mean to someone, maybe to myself. You know, but sometimes you just find that we also allow things drag. So a decision you should make in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's taking like forever. We're not getting younger. Now, this is not natural. We're not getting younger. Age. No, this is what I mean is, whatever the season is for, let's use the season for it. Because some seasons expire. Not all seasons are forever. All right? So if you should be doing this in this season, get busy doing it. And get out of that season, move to the next season, and move to the next season, and move. What if you miss your season? You're a child of light. So nothing to be afraid of, but don't be too careless, because sometimes we feel, we miss opportunities. Anyway, so Daniel went in and said to the king to give him time that he might tell the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house. All right, that's verse 17. I just want to read that. You can see the screen, I guess, right? Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known, all right, to Hannah, Mishael, and Azariah, that's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, his companions, that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this wicked, so that Daniel and his companion might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Look at verse 19. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Are you seeing this? Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. I want us to read down. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Watch this, guys. He reveals, 22, deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. All right, I'll read 22 again. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness. Light dwells with him. I mean, God is light. We've seen all of that. So because God is light, there's no stumbling with God. So if Paul right now said God dwells in unapproachable light. So there's no out of that. There's enough. I have shadow around me here, cast by already two lamps I'm using around here. But to the degree of light I have, the very, you know, minimal the level of shadow will be. To a point where we could use lights to flood and fill this whole place, and there will be no shadow at all. God is light. No shadow. 1 John 1 and 5. And then James 1, 17, all good and perfect gifts come from him. He is the Father of light. With him, there is no variableness. God is constant. And there's no shadow of turning. God is constant. God is constant. God is absolute. God is constant. So we now, as his children, we're children of light. So we can lay hold on who we are. And say, light dwells with me. Light dwells in me. I know what's going on. I know what to do. 1 John 2:20. I have an unction from the Holy One. I know all things. That's a very, very bold statement to make. 22 again, Daniel 2:22. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness. And you know, I was saying yesterday how that, you know, you could walk into your room and not stumble. Why? Because the light is on. But when the lights are off, you would stumble. But this is saying, which I said yesterday, if it turned out the lights and then he told God to walk through the whole place, he's not stumbling on any single thing. Why? He knows what is in the darkness. He knows. And there are people that have honed their prophetic gifts, you know, so much, word of knowledge and all of that, or honed it, or they just, some just flowed, just found out they were doing it. I mean, someone was saying that a senior man of God, a senior minister was saying, someone sat across him on talking to him about the gifts of spirit operating in his life, and he said to him, okay, just write something, cover it up, just write it. And the person told him what he wrote. As in that accurate. This is what he just wrote now. As in me, I see. All right. I can't see. I see it. I see it. And the devil, of course, tries to, duplicate such kinds of gifts and deceive a lot of people. But this is available. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So I'm going to go to the 29th verse, all right? So let's read 22 again. 22. He says, he reveals deep and secret. And I want you to see the word deep and secret. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells within. So what about your 2022? What about it? What seems deep? What seems hidden? What seems mysterious to you? Nothing is mysterious to God. Nothing is hidden from God. Nothing is too deep for him. You now are the child of light. You don't walk into that kind of year like, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. If right now you don't know, okay, you don't know. But don't remain at I don't know and keep not knowing. I'm a child of light. I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things. I'm a child of light. I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things. I'm a child of light. I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know, because God is in the business of revealing things to you. You are now in the circle. You've come into the circle of light. That family of light, you're now a part of the family. So revelation knowledge is your inheritance. Revelation knowledge is your birthright. You should know things. Everything you know should not be flesh and blood. No, because Bible says we will not judge from the seeing of the ear, neither would he judge with the, seeing of the eye, rather. He will not judge with the seeing of the eye, neither would he judge with the hearing of the hear, but he will judge a righteous judgment. So there's a level of information higher than I saw or I heard. It's revelation. And we need it. We need it. We need it for our lives. We need it for our homes. We need it for our businesses. We need it for politics. We need it for whatever ventures we're in. We need revelation knowledge to flow. So the 29th verse, deep and secret things. All right, I could pick it from 25. Then Ariel quickly brought Daniel before the king and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah who will make known to the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen and its interpretation? 27, Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and the soothsayers cannot declare to the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets. Did you get that? There's a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known unto King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the last days. Your dreams and visions of your head upon your bed were these: as for your king, the thoughts came to your mind while you're on your bed about what will come to pass after this. Watch this. And he who reveals secrets has made known to you what will be. So verse 28 says God reveals secrets. Verse 29 says God reveals secrets. Verse 22 says God reveals secrets. All right? God reveals secrets. God is in the business of revealing secrets. God is not wanting to keep. Listen, guys. If God is light and with him there is no darkness at all, okay? God is light with him, no darkness at all. Would he therefore love to keep his own children in the dark? That would be against his character. That would be against his nature. That would be against his nature. He doesn't love to keep us in the dark. But are there things he might not reveal until time appointed? Yes. So would we have no knowledge until then? Yeah, I mean, Jesus will come when Jesus will come. They were reading, seeing. They couldn't see, hearing. They couldn't hear. They were in the dark. But God is not enjoying, oh, yeah, they're in the dark. Ha, 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 no. And that's why he gave us the Holy Ghost. Again, in John 16, 13, I read earlier, Jesus said, when he is come, he will guide you into all truth, the whole truth. Oh, glory to God. God reveals secrets. And these secrets are available for you and I to walk in. These secrets are available. Job. Thank you, Lord. The 29th chapter of the book of Job. I'll pick it from the first verse. Job further continued his discourse and said, oh, that I was in the months past. All right, he was reminiscing on a few months before. As in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp, watch this, guys, when his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. I'm showing you how people have won. Daniel won by light. All right? And he reigned or served four different kings. And it was relevant because of this factor called light. Daniel didn't use these things. I mean, these were like political responsibilities for him. Governance. The kings needed counsel. All right, and Daniel was the guy, the go-to guy when there were difficult matters to solve. So this applies to office. This applies. It means that we are the people we see, we know. I mean, someone was sharing with me a number of years back. You know, I think it was one after service. You know, just walked up to me and said, "He's got something to tell me." You know, there was a particular expatriate that was working with them at a company, IT stuff. And then the guy had to, you know, get back. There were certain things he was supposed to teach them. He did teach them, but some of that things, you know, seemed to have been left out in the information. Da-da-da-da-da. He said the story somehow, you know. He said, but then he slept and saw himself showing them at the office, this is how we're going to do this. Put this way. He saw it. He woke up, went to the office, and acted out what he saw. And everything panned out right. I mean, I said, ooh. That was fun. All right, that was fun. And this is not, you know, that was fun. It was beautiful beautiful and amazing. He said he saw himself put them through. He woke up, remembered it, went to the office, ran them. This is how we're going to do this thing. And the thing was solved. People have won by light. It might not be spectacular in all its ways, but light. I'm a child of light. I do not walk in darkness. I'm a child of light. I see clearly. I do not stumble around. I do not stumble around. I know what to do. I know what to do. I'm a child of light. I'm a child of light. I see clearly. I know what to do. I see clearly. I know what to do. I see clearly. I know what to do. I'm a child of light. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I'm a child of light. I see clearly. I see the truth, the whole truth. I see the truth, the whole truth. I see the truth, the whole truth. I see things to come. I know things to come. I'm guided by the Spirit. I'm a child of light. I'm a child of light. I'm not caught unawares. I'm not caught unawares. I do not stumble around in darkness. I do not stumble around in darkness. I do not stumble around in darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So Job chapter 29, verse 3 says, when his light shone upon my head, when by his light I walked through darkness. Is anything looking dark around you? You're going to walk through it. All right? You are going to walk through it. Whatever it is that seems dark, you will walk through it. Glory to God. Because through that light, we win. Through that light, we excel. Through that light, we do well. All right? We win, we excel, we do well, we're gonna thrive, we're gonna excel. Oh, who do I marry? Is it this or that? Light is not wondering, who do I marry? Who can I marry? Who do I marry? Light sees, light knows. So the reason why we keep bumping around is we're not allowing ourselves to walk in light. And in the ministry of Jesus, you see these divine attributes play out. Light, life, love. Jesus was a classic man of love. Classic man of love. He himself was love, all right? And then he was life. He told, you know, Lazarus, his sister, I am the resurrection and I am the life. And then he was light. Glory to God. So you've seen this, right? By his light, that's verse 3. When his lamp shone upon my head, lamp shines upon your head. It means you can see well, all right? And then by his light, I walk through darkness. Oh, this baby's not coming. What do I do? If you have to sit back 1 hour or 30 minutes, I have illumination. I have illumination. I have life. I have light. I have illumination. If you have to do this, guys, if you have to, whatever it is you need to do, if you want to add prayer and fasting to it, please go ahead and do that. All right, that helps you put your flesh under, helps you increase sensitivity, remove the cloudy, dusty stuff all around your mind and everything. And then allow, just the fasting wouldn't change God, all right? But it positions you better. So it is advantageous, all right? People have just had to use it for seemingly manipulative things, you know. I fast and pray, God, have pity on me. It's not changing God, all right? It's not changing God. God is who he is. You know, could you, I mean, which we've seen in the Bible, God said, hey, tell the guy he's going to die. And then, oh, okay, tell him, I've added some more time. I understand that. But on the basic form and level, you are actually, through your fasting and prayers, positioning yourself better. The will of God is the will of God. You're putting yourself in a better position to receive, all right, and to walk in. So he says, by his light, I walk through darkness. Look at verse 4. Just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent. This guy was basically saying he had and enjoyed a very solid, intimate relationship with God. Psalm 18. This is beautiful. Hallelujah. Psalm 18, 28. You will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Light. You will light my lamp. You enlighten. Don't forget, Job said, by his light I walk through darkness. By his light I walk through darkness. No matter how dark it is, guys, through light you walk in it. No matter how dark it is, relationship dark, whatever it is dark, through light I will walk in it. So he says here, you light my lamp, you enlighten my darkness. You light my lamp, you enlighten my darkness. You light my lamp. What's that lamp? Psalm still. Okay. And then 27. Where'd I go? All right, Psalms. All right. No. I'm not doing something right. Proverbs. I should go to, come on. Proverbs. Yep. 27. So Proverbs 20:27 here. So he says, you light my lamp, you enlighten my darkness. Proverbs now says, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his inward parts of the belly. So God lights your spirit. God illuminates you. Illuminates you from within. And because you're born again, you're actually lit up. So it's our minds that need a lot more catch up fire, catch up light. But your spirit carries in its own DNA, I am a child of God. I am a child of light. I have an unction from the Holy One. I know all things. I have an unction from the Holy One. I know all things. I have an unction from the Holy One. I know all things. Our 2022 should be the greatest year we've ever had. irrespective of anything that goes on globally, irrespective of anything that goes on globally, 2022 should be your best year. You say, oh, what about this political stuff? Oh, what about? And I've come to see, guys, even when Jesus was alive, there was no proper government in place. None. You remember Herod took, you know, his brother's wife, he beheaded John the Baptist for talking about it. Well, arrested him first. And then when the woman's daughter, Herodias' daughter, you know, demanded, and then the guy, I mean, he's gone. Head cut off. That was the government of the day of Jesus Christ. In one instance, Jesus referred to him as a fox. That was the government of his day. It wasn't a good government. So Barabbas, the guy who, you know, was released and then Jesus, you know, was, you know, killed in his place. He was a revolution kind of guy. Let's, you know, hey, revolution, revolution, revolution. So he was arrested for insurrection. The Bible talks about that. So nothing was okay politically. And then the leaders of the, you know, Jewish elders and all of that, the Sanhedrin and everything, they were careful. Oh, we don't want prayer from Rome. So there was Caesar. And then there was Herod, that was an ugly guy. But Jesus showed up and fulfilled his ministry in the midst of all of that. He fulfilled, please understand that. Jesus fulfilled his ministry. All right? I mean, there might be global conspiracies about stuff. There might be things not right. There might be, I mean, there's corruption everywhere. There's corruption everywhere. But we will fulfill our ministry. We will fulfill it, guys. We will fulfill it. And I've come to see in scripture a particular assurance that is quite amazing. So while the Jews were hoping that the Messiah would take away, you know, the Roman government and then, you know, bring peace and all of that, God used the same Roman government. If you remember, there was a decree from Caesar that made Joseph and Mary have to travel back to Bethlehem. And where did the Bible say earlier, the scripture say earlier that Jesus would be born? Bethlehem. So he had to take a decree from Caesar. So God didn't remove Caesar. God used Caesar. God used the Roman government. But the people's prayers were, oh God, change the government. Oh God, change the government. Now I'm not trying to say anything. No. All right. Sometimes you pray people out. And I know that. You need to pray people out and pray new people in. I'm aware of that. So I'm not trying to say do or don't. No. I'm just saying in the midst of it, understand that, okay, how would God lead me to fulfill his will for my life? Then Jesus, all right, Bible had written that curses anyone that hangs on a tree, and Jesus is going to hang on that tree. If the Romans were not in government, Jesus was not hanging on the tree, because the Jews do not crucify people, all right? It's the Romans that do it. So God needed the Romans in government to fulfill that aspect. But the people weren't living right. I mean, governance wasn't okay. There was oppression, suppression. Do you understand that? There was taxing and levying. Jesus was, I mean, this is his own place, and he's coming in and they say, hey, we need to pay tax. And Jesus said, do you take taxes for citizens also? This is my home. And he says, well, let's not offend them. Peter, go catch a fish, get money from its mouth, pay for you, pay for me. Let's not offend them. He wasn't supposed to pay the taxes. So they were levying the people. Things were tough. All right? Things were tough. Yeah, so Gabriel is here. Hey. All right. Gabriel, I've been sharing screen. But thanks. Good to have you. You know? So things were basically like tough. So, but God used all of that. And Jesus fulfilled his ministry. Please understand that. Remember the persecution? Shouldn't have happened, but it did happen. Stephen was killed. The church scattered. People packed in their bags and running for their life, guys. It wasn't a funny moment at all. Men were being arrested. Women were being arrested. People were running for their lives. Well, Bible says as the disciples spread out, they kept preaching the gospel everywhere they went. And poof. Nations were blessed. The gospel traveled. You and I were children of light. And you and I can, guys, you and I can intentionally, and God expects us to intentionally walk in the light and say, I refuse to walk in darkness. I refuse to walk in darkness. I refuse to walk in darkness. Don't forget what we've read. God reveals deep and secret things. God reveals deep and secret things. He does. God is light. Jesus is light. We are light. So it's a family. So imagine, so like I said, I have one lamp here and there. So let's see. Let me do this. Out, light out, and then all right. Where's the switch? All right, found the switch. Light out. Can you see my fine face? All right. You can still see me a bit, I guess. Maybe just a bit, but more darkness than light because of just one, you know. But then, and then. So then the more light I have, the brighter this picture is. The brighter the picture looks. Light. And then God is light. With him is no darkness. So obviously Jesus is light, no darkness. Holy Ghost is light, no darkness. Then I walk in that light. Oish. So it's what you could call a fellowship of light. When light is jamming light, it doesn't jam, right? But light and light together. Let's see that 1 John chapter 1 again, all right? 1 John 1 and 5. Yeah, so now I can just say that, you know, I know that it will come on the screen. All right, so, you know, so 1 John, that's 1 John, some call it 1 John, all right, 1 and 5. Because we need to look at the nature of God. We need to look at that, you know, this is God's nature. This is God's agenda. This is, so it's a fellowship, light, light and light rolling together, light and light mingling together, light and light, just, you know, fellowship together. Well, we're together. It's a fellowship of light, you know. So in 1 John and then chapter 1 and verse 5, John is saying, this is the message that we have of him, that God is light. This is the message that we have. God is light. And with him, that's God, no single darkness at all. Okay? So if God is light, and then I am light's child, and I've been brought out of darkness into light, I'm in a place where there is no darkness at all. None at all. But then the seventh verse, and it gets interesting there. And I guess maybe it's fine-tuning something. So I just read up this here. So 1 John 1, 5, I've read. So 6 now says, let me share, and then I'm sure he'll be back. Is that me, Gabriel? Okay, it's me. All right. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Verse 6, which is in between the highlights. If we say we have fellowship, the word fellowship, there's communion, participation, partnership. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, how do you walk in the light? Walk in the word that has been revealed. Don't forget, his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His word is a lamp unto my feet, a light to my path. All right. So if I walk in the word, if the word says this and I walk in it, I'm walking in the light. Secondly, if I walk in the leadings of the Spirit of God, I'm walking in the light. If I walk in love, I walk in the light. John also says that here, he that hates his brother is in darkness. So if I'm not walking in love, then I'm walking in darkness. I'm trying to see how much of this I should read. Let's stay with chapter 1 first. Let me just hold on. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Compare. Amplified. All right, I'm gonna give you this. And this is the message of promise, which we've heard from him and are now reporting to you. God is light. Watch this. And there is no darkness in him at all. No, not in any way. So if we say we are partakers together and enjoy fellowship with him, we're partakers together and enjoy fellowship with him and live and move and are walking about in darkness, we're both speaking falsely and do not live and practice the truth, which the gospel preaches. So the truth is, when we do some funny stuff as believers and say, it doesn't matter, it actually questions, are you sure you're in good fellowship with him? You know, because we've learned, you know, righteousness and all of that kind of stuff, we could play around with sin, get into sin, and say, it doesn't matter. And God's like, if you and I are on the same level, look at the verse. Verse 6 again, if we say we are partakers together and enjoy fellowship, you're gisting with your father, and then you live and move and are walking about in darkness, you are speaking falsely. All right, and we could get into this, and not you're speaking falsely, because how do you harbor wrong and keep doing stuff and they say, oh, God and I are just good? No, someone is walking in darkness and he's saying he's walking in the light. Light is absolute. Light is pure. Light reveals evil. John chapter 3, we saw that earlier. Now, verse 7. If we really are living and walking in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have true, watch this, unbroken fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses and removes us from all sin, keeps us cleansed from all sin, from sin and all its forms and manifestations. But watch this. If we really are living and walking in the light as he himself is in the light, we have true unbroken fellowship. When there's that, light is pure. Light is, when you look through light shows you everything. And that's who God is, transparent. And then the more we grow in that knowledge of light, and grow in our walk of light, then we grow in that revelation and, you know, knowledge of transparency and everything. And then we get clearer and clearer and better, and then we're just like our Father. It will be a fellowship of light. And when light and light hang out, there can't be darkness. So guys, 2022, what would it be? It will be a walk in the light. Amen. It will be a walk in the light, 2022, a walk in absolute light, where you and I just take steps in the light, steps. We're not stuck. We're not confused. We're not. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, ask of me, I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know, marvelous things that have not been revealed to you. It's a walk in the light. God is light, and he's in the business of revealing things to us. Do you understand this? He is in the business of revealing things to us. 1 Corinthians 2. All right. Now, you might know 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. All right. Says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. All right. He that speaks in an unknown tongue. Okay. Speaks not unto men. Thanks. Speaks not unto men, but unto God. All right. No man understands him, but in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. Mysteries, all right? If you remember what we saw in Mark 4:11, it says, unto you has been given to know the mysteries. They are hidden things. But God is not hiding things from you. God is not hiding, child of God. God is not hiding things from you. You are a child of light. God is not hiding things from you. All right, let's see that amplified version, please, of 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. Amplified. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I want you to see I'm a child of light. Light is my inheritance. Light is my nature. Light is my life. Light is my kingdom. Light is my location. Light. He who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men, but to God. For no one understands or catches his meaning, because in the Holy Spirit, watch this, he utters secret truths, hidden things, not obvious to the understanding. He utters secret truths, hidden things, secret truths. What's the word there? Mysteries. What are mysteries? Secret truths, hidden things, secret truths. So when I go talking in tongues, I'm speaking secret truths, hidden things, secret truths, hidden things. And there was the way Kennehagen put it many years ago, mysteries spoken become revelation. Did you get that? Mysteries spoken become revelation. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God, for no one understands and catches his meaning, but because in the Holy Spirit he utters secret truths, hidden things. They are secret, they are hidden, but watch this, he utters them out. So when you utter them, they cease to be secret. You've uttered them, they convert into revelation. Why? Because if you go down 1 Corinthians, let him that speak in tongues pray also that he may interpret. Why? Because the mind needs to be fruitful. It needs to become revealed to the mind. You speak them forth for the purpose of revelation. Are you getting this thing? Are you getting this thing? So God is in the business of revealing things to you and I. God is in the business of revealing things. We are children of light. We are children of light. We'll go again to that first Thessalonians 5, 1 to 5, and then we'll go to 1 Corinthians 2. So 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and then the first verse, all right? But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. Verse 2, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Watch this. The day of the Lord will come as a thief. How does a thief come? Unexpected, unannounced, uninvited, all right? How does a thief come? Unexpected, unannounced, uninvited. The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Thieves come suddenly. And this is how we grew up. This is what we learned, all right, growing up. Verse 3. For when they say, watch this, guys, watch this. When they say peace and safety, the whole world is saying, hey, peace, peace. We have global peace right now. All is well. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come on them as travail upon a woman with child, and they will not escape. Verse 4, please. But you, brethren, watch this, guys. You are not in the darkness that the day should overtake you as a thief, meaning the day of the Lord should not come to the church as a thief in the night, because the person coming to you is your family, not a thief. It's your brother, your Lord. He's coming. So you, brethren, are not in the darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. So the day should not come to you unexpectedly. This is here, right here in the Bible, right here in the Bible. But, you know, preaching it seems so strange because we've heard the other, you know, preaching growing up all over the years. And like, am I really supposed to say this thing? But it's the Bible. You, brethren, are not in darkness. I'm not in the dark. I'm not in the dark. The day would not overtake me like a thief. Look at verse 5. Verse 5 challenges our nature, the nature in us. You are all children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Could you say this with me? I'm a child of light. I'm a child of the day. I am not of the night. I am not of darkness. I am a child of light. I am a child of the day. I am not of the night. I am not of darkness. I'm a child of light. I am a child of the day. I am not of the night. I am not of darkness. Again, please, one more time. I'm a child of light. I'm a child of the day. I am not of the night. I am not of darkness. Who are those of darkness? Those that don't know where they're going, so they stumble. Remember John 8, 12. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not stumble in darkness. So the children of night don't know where they're going. They can't see where they're going. But we are not the children of the night. We're children of the day. Glory to God. We're children of the day. We're children of the day. We're children of the day. And this is what Jesus displayed in his life and ministry. In John chapter 1, you know, Jesus, you know, passes and John says, oh, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the whole world. And then two of his disciples, one of them was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And then he followed Jesus. Then he spent the night with Jesus, came back, you know, brought Peter. And Jesus meets with Peter and said, you are Simon. You will be called Cephas. I mean, Jesus met him, told him his name, changed his name. Right there. How? Light, guys, light, light. Then Philip, met with Jesus. Jesus says, follow me. Then Philip goes to meet Nicodemus, Nathanael, and then brings Nathanael to Jesus, telling him that we've seen him. The scripture says, Nathanael said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? He said, come and see. Nathanael came. And Jesus said to him, behold, an Israelite in whom there's no guile. Nathanael said, how did you know me? He said, before Philip called you, when you were sitting under a tree. Imagine, someone introduced a friend to you and you say, oh my goodness, there's a smart business person. You say, oh, come on, how do you know who I am? He said, before he brought you to me, you were taking coffee in that store. Like, how did you know? Light. Light. All right, in John chapter 2, Jesus finished doing miracles and all of that. I know we're more familiar with the upper part of John 2, marriage, Canaan, and all that. But then there was a miracle part and all. And Bible said in towards the end of John chapter 2 that Jesus did not commit himself to men because he knew what was in man. Light. Light. By John chapter 6, Jesus sat there and man, they say, hey, we need to feed this guy. Say, oh, what do we feed them? Bible said, he himself knew what he was going to do. Light. And we see examples all through scripture. How did he know? Sometimes you find him just knowing what they were thinking. Knowing what they were thinking. And he says, why are you thinking this amongst yourselves? Light. And I've come to see that the gifts of spirit in 1 Corinthians 12 are basically light and life operations. Word of knowledge, which is basically described as a supernatural knowing stuff that have happened or are happening. Light is illumination. You see, this has happened before. Word of wisdom, spiritual, know what's about to happen. Light, you see. Right? Tongues and interpretation of tongues is light, is you knowing. It's prophecy, basically. Is you coming to know the plan of God and saying it, either in a tongue or having lights to interpret the tongue. Discerning of spirits, which is basically defined as seeing or hearing in the spirit realm, perceiving spiritual activity, is light, is you knowing. So the gifts of the spirit basically are light. Faith, workings of miracles, life. Healing, life. So they are light and life operations. It's the nature of God, it's the kingdom of God. And we find this, Jesus knew what to do, and then they gave him 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and then he multiplied them. Life, because anywhere there's life, there's abundance. We dealt with that last episode. We touched a bit of that yesterday. Anywhere there is life, things will flourish. Anywhere there is life, things will abound. Anywhere there is life, anywhere, anywhere, guys, anywhere there is life, there's an overflow. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So this is a family of life. God is the Father of lights. You are the child of light. Jesus is light. God is light. It's a circle of light. All of us there were light. It's a fellowship of light. Imagine when light and light and light and light and light and light and light are jamming. And then we stick up our little heads and like, oh, there's divine light all over this place. We just, boom, we get sucked in. Light. We're brought into that family. No stumbling in 2022, guys. No walking around and groping around in darkness 2022, guys. No, 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 no. We walk in greater accuracy. We walk in greater precision. We walk in greater clarity because we are children of light. Please, that first Thessalonians 5 again, 4 and 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, 4 and 5. Thank you, there, Jesus. Thank you, there, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5, 4 and 5. You are the child of light. You are the child of light. But you, brethren, are not in darkness that the day should overtake you as a thief. You brethren are not in darkness that that relationship you catch you unawares, whether the breaking up of it or whatever, you are not in darkness. That is another thing, you know, just you are not in darkness. You are not. I am not. So let's encourage one another with these words. You are not in darkness, my brother, my sister. You are not in darkness. I refuse to walk in darkness. It's not my nature. It's not of my tribe. So that when we say tribe, we're not just thinking of human tribe, right? We the word of faith tribe, and we the prophetic tribe, and we the glory of God. But this is a God tribe. He's the Father before whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. Now, God patterns us according to certain, God might say, okay, sit with the spiritual. So I understand all of that. So I'm not knocking that off. But I'm saying at the end of the day, we're all still of one family, right? And then let's pursue this light, this revelation. I am not in darkness. The day will not overtake me like a thief. I am not in darkness. This day will not overtake me like a thief. I see clearly. I know what to do. I am not in darkness. Next verse, please. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm a child of light. For you are all children of light. All of you. We're all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night. We're not of darkness. Make up your mind. And don't get caught up in unfruitful works of darkness, like Paul said writing to the Ephesian church. Don't get caught up in that. We're of the light. All right, let's see that. So we'll now wait for 1 Corinthians 2. We need to start around now. Ephesians 5 and 8. Glory to God. In Ephesians 5 and 8. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, you were sometimes darkness. You, me, all of us, right? We were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord? Walk as children of light. Did you get that? You were sometimes darkness, but now you're light. So this is a confession. This is a reality. This is your mirror. I was sometimes darkness, but now I'm light. I need to now I am light, but I need to walk. Do you get that? I need to walk. Let's go further. I guess we should get up to 13. All right. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Verse 10 now. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Watch this. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. So you were sometimes darkness. But now you're light, so walk as a child of light and don't go and start hanging around darkness. So it is possible to be a child of light and to be fellowshipping with the unfruitful works of darkness. So he said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We're children of light, all right? Verse 12, yeah. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which you have done of them in secret, in the dark, all right? Verse 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by light. For whatever doth make manifest is light. And I said at the beginning, light reveals. I saw something close to this in John chapter 3, all right? Men who hide their dark deeds are not coming to the light because they don't want their deeds to be made manifest. So they want to hide. Oh, but I'm a child of light. I'm a child of light. I walk in the light. I walk in the light. I'm a child of light. I walk in the light. Light is my nature. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. 2 Corinthians 6, 14. 2 Corinthians 6, 14. It says, I am light. It's who I am. All right. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion has light with darkness? All right. So don't start hanging around with darkness and then say, I'm just hanging around. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't disturb me. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Bible says, don't be deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. You might not feel it, infected, but it starts chipping off your spiritual edge gradually till we might be weak in certain areas and not know it. All right? And this is you. You are the believer. They are unbelievers. You are righteousness. They are unrighteousness. You are light and they are darkness. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm a child of light. I'm a child. Anybody ready for 2022? I'm a child of light. I'm a child of light. Don't forget what Daniel said. God reveals secrets. There's a God who reveals secrets. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6. There's a God who reveals secrets. There's a God who reveals secrets. There's a God who reveals secrets. He reveals secrets. And he doesn't just reveal secrets like, hey, I'm God, I reveal secrets, I'm God. He reveals secrets to you. The Holy Ghost shows you things to come. He wants you to know what these things are. However, we speak wisdom amongst them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world that come to naught. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Don't forget mystery. Amplified, defined as secret truths, hidden things. There are things hidden 2022, 2025. There are things hidden. The current location I'm in right now, I was planning on relocating, you know, to Lagos, set up an office and, you know, start working on books and a whole lot of that. And I kept feeling, no, told some folks to help check a house. Let me check this house. Let me check our accommodation. And I keep feeling something's wrong till God said, no, it's not that. You're moving to Canada. I'm like, okay. But then I was running through my notes and I realized I'd written that thing about 5 years thereabout ago. You know, I'd written it somewhere. I think maybe about 4 years, I'd written it somewhere. I didn't know that relocation, and I put like question mark around it. There's something about this. And then sometime before that, there had been something that come about that too. But it wasn't something I was holding on to, not saying, hey, can I don't, I didn't remember till I went back to check an old note. There are hidden truths, secret things, God's divine agenda. All right, God's divine agenda. God's divine agenda. All right. So we're in verse what now? Eight? Nah, seven. We're in verse 1 Corinthians 2:7. You know, but we speak wisdom, the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained. God has ordained this wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. All right, God ordained it before the world to our glory, which all the princes of this world knew. For if they had known, they would not have crucified. So the devil doesn't know all of the plan of God, and he doesn't know all the plan of God for you. You might say, "But I thought the devil knows all." It doesn't know everything. When Joseph carried the baby and Jesus and left the city and went to Egypt, why didn't the devil now tell him, "Hey, they've left town. They've left town. Go to the borders and stop them from." The devil doesn't know everything. All right. Which of the world knew? I didn't know. They were now crucified the Lord of glory. Verse 9. Watch this, but as it is written, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the thing that God had prepared for them that love him. Did you get that? Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared. So God has prepared something for you and I. Eyes have not seen it, ears have not heard it, it hasn't entered into the heart of man. All right? It hasn't. Hold on. Verse 10. Verse 10 now. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. You do get that? But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. So God is in the business of revealing things. God is not in the business of keeping things. Deuteronomy 29:29 says the secret things belong to God. The things that have been revealed belong to us and our children. So, but God is revealing things to us. Now, secret things belong to him, but he's revealing. Why is he revealing? Because there's a plan. Thank you, Gabriel. The secret things belong unto the Lord, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the Lord. Things revealed. So God is not trying to hide something. So that going back to that 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 now. All right, verse 9. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Watch this. Neither has it entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared. So we almost think God prepared them and doesn't want anybody to know about them. No. He prepared them so that he could keep them for you. It's like I keep something for you and I put it on the top shelf. You can't get it. But then nobody else can. So nobody can mess it up because it's kept away on the top shelf. I'm the one that can get there. So by your fellowship and interactions with me, I get it down for you, or I elevate you to pick it up. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10, but God has revealed these things to us through the Spirit. Because the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things. Don't forget what Daniel said. There is a God who reveals secrets. Deep and secret things are with him. There's a God who reveals secrets. God is in the business of letting us know stuff. God is in the business of revealing stuff to us. God is in the business of enlightening us. So where 2022 is concerned, jump in. Jump into this revelation. God, you reveal things to me by your Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. You reveal things to me by your Spirit. Thank you, Father. And then you pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, thank him, pray in the Spirit. Bring John, 16:13 that I read earlier. The Spirit guides you into all truth. I walk in revelation. And then you declare your sonship, declare who you are. I'm a child of light. I'm a child of light. I'm a child of light. I'm not confused. I know what to do. I'm a child of light concerning whatever area of your life it is you want to declare. I'm a child of light in the area of my finances, in the area of my relationship, in the area of my, I'm a child of light. I know what to do. And you just realize you're beginning to know. because deep within it's clear, but then your mind begins to walk in. I know what to do. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know what to do. I'm a child of light. I'm a child of light. I know what to do. I'm a child of light. I know what to do. I'm a child of light. I know what to do. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen. You want to say that a little bit? And just pray in tongues with it. Thank you, Father. I'm a child of light. I know what to do. Because you reveal things to me by your spirit. You reveal things to me by your spirit. You reveal things to me. You reveal things to me. Oh, but I prayed like that before I got half. I didn't get half. It's okay. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. You reveal things to me by your spirit. You reveal things to me by your spirit. You reveal things to me by your spirit. You do. You do. Glory to God. You reveal things to me by your spirit. I see clearly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I see clearly. I know what to do. I see clearly. I know what to do. You reveal things to me by your spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus Christ. 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 Amen. 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 Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is. Let me say it this way. The Holy Ghost is in charge of the revelation department. Right? God reveals things to us by his spirit. Don't forget that part. The prayer in Ephesians 1 that God will grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. What Jesus said in John 16, that when the spirit is come, he will guide you into. So the person in that department of, hey, I'm showing you, that's the Holy Ghost. And 1 Corinthians 3:16 says you are the temple of the spirit. It means the spirit of revelation lives in you. The revealer lives in you. The revealer. So in you is life. In you is light. Did you get that now? In you is life. In you is light. I'm filled with life. I'm filled with light. So I can declare I have life. I have life. Diseases, germs, viruses, when they come in contact with my body, they die. I have life. I have life in me. Every bone, every tissue, every organ, every system in my body has life. I'm filled with strength. I'm filled with repair and healing. I'm invigorated. I'm regenerated. I have life in me. The life-generating power of God is in me. But don't stop at talking about life. Talk about light. In me is light. It means light and no darkness at all. It means light and there's no confusion. I see clearly. I see clearly. I do not stumble. I do not stumble. I see clearly. I have an unction from the Holy One. I know all things. I'm a child of light. Light is my life. Light is my inheritance. Light is my location. Light is my portion. Light is the kingdom I reside in. Light is my DNA. I'm a family member of the nature of life. I'm a member of a family of life. I'm in that circle of life. I have fellowship with the great light. Hallelujah. And then you talk about it. I am a child of light. I am a child of the day. I'm not a child of the night. I'm not a child of darkness. I walk in the light. 2022, here we come. 2022, here we come. Here we come. Here we come with the knowledge of who we are, with the assurance of what Christ has done for us, who he's made us to be, how he's blessed us. This is who we are. So learn to declare life. Learn to declare light. Learn to declare life. Learn to declare light. Hallelujah. Do you understand this, please? I have life. And I have light. I have life. I have light. I have life. I have light. And walking in this is walking in the word. Walking in this thing you've learned right now. Walk in the reality of, please, I beg you, take time. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, if you can do more every day this season, praying in the spirit, declaring who you are. Don't pray in the spirit wondering, God, this year, let it be better. Oh God, no, you are the child of light. So pray from that point of view. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I'm your child. You are the Father of light. You are light, and I'm your child. I'm a child of light. I'm a child of the day. I do not fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. I'm a child of light. Hallelujah. I walk in the light. I see clearly. I do not stumble. In finances, I don't stumble. In business, I don't stumble. In my career, I do not stumble. In the relationships I get into, don't stumble. In relationship leading to marriage, in case you're single, I don't stumble. In marriage, I don't. I mean, you're declaring. This is who I am. So you're fighting the good fight of faith. You're laying hold on what you have in Christ Jesus. You're fighting the fight of faith. So you declare life. You declare light. Do you understand this? Hallelujah. You declare life. You declare light. You declare life. You declare light. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. I pray that blesses you. I believe it does. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm a child of light. I'm a child of life. I'm in the circle of light. I'm in light, and light is in me. I'm in life, and life is in me. I'm in the light. I've been moved from darkness into light. So I am in light, and then light is in me. Light is my nature. Light is Christ, and Christ is in me. Christ is light. I'm in light. Light is in me. I'm filled with light. I'm not confused. I have an unction from the Holy One. Greater is the light of God in me than the darkness around me. Greater is the light of God in me. Greater, greater is the light of God in me than the darkness, than the confusion and the doubt and the evil that is all around. And by this light, I walk through darkness. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. I believe we've been blessed. Yeah. All right. So that's it. Word up 2021. We're done. All right. So please feel free, all right? Let me hear from you. You could drop an email, whatuptoday@gmail.com. Please drop an email. Please drop an email. And watch these videos, share them. You'll get the email, but I'm sure by now you know they're automatically on YouTube. So once you get the email, it means it's already on YouTube. So go get the video, watch the video, share the video. All right, and as you're led, and which I believe the scripture leads us part of walking in the light, give. I want to encourage you to give. All right, our account details are on the website. So you go to LarryRexonosia.com. The website is on the Word Up flyer, LarryRexonosia.com. So there's a giving page there. So you see we have PayPal, and then, you know, and if you need some other form of giving, just send an email, let's know. Let's know, but I want you to give. Bible says you need to give to those who teach you God's word. So go ahead and say, okay, I'm gonna give some of this period. I want to give something great. You've been taught greatly. So hey, release your faith and trust God for seed to sow, and say, I've been blessed and I'm gonna give. All right. All right. And say, you know, but don't let that disturb your receiving. Go listen to the message. Start going. In fact, the message will help you, you know, build more faith to give more. So all right, so praise God. But thank you, but share this. And if you've not subscribed to my YouTube channel, please subscribe. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. All the videos are there. So just subscribe and please share so more people can have access to the good word that we're having here. Father, thank you. We honor you and praise you. Your word has been communicated, and I will thank you because it bears fruit. We're transformed. And thank you because your word spreads like a mighty river till the earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Thank you, Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen, guys. All right. So thank you, and love you. All right. Yeah. All right. So, okay. That's what the YouTube page looks like. All right. So, yeah. Thank you so very much. Have a wonderful week, wonderful weekend. Weekend's over, almost over. All right, so have a wonderful new weekend. Merry Christmas, great new year. All right, have a great time. Yeah. Bye. Thank you. Amen.
All my life I've been carried by grace. Don't ask me how, 'cause I can't explain. It's nothing short of a miracle I'm here. I've got some blessings that I don't deserve. I've got some scars, but that's how you learn. It's nothing short of a miracle I'm here. I think it over and it doesn't matter. I know it comes from above. I've got miracles on miracles, a million little miracles. Yeah, miracles on miracles. Count your miracles, 1, 2, 3, 4. I can't even count them all. Steady, so I wouldn't give up. You opened doors that nobody could shut. I hope I never get over what you've done. I wanna live with an open heart. I wanna live like I know who you are. Over what you've done. It's not coincidence and it's not luck. I know it comes from above. I've got miracles on miracles, a million little miracles. Miracles on miracles. Count your miracles, 1, 2, 3, 4. I can't even count them all. Miracles on miracles, a million little miracles. Miracles on miracles. Count your miracles, 1, 2, 3, 4. I can't even count them all. 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 1, 2, 3, 4. I can't even count them all. I try and I can't keep.